What do you propose, Mr. Turner? Keep her on the ship. I'll keep an eye on her. She's a Martian diplomat. That's called spycraft, Mr. Turner. Aye, ma'am. But she's also bait. For what? The captain asked with genuine curiosity. Our saboteur. He'll know the truth, that she's no Martian diplomat. He'll recognize her by her scars. And then you hope he'll reveal himself to us, the captain stated smilingly. If he is a he, of course. But the saboteur could be a she. One would never know. Indeed, madam. Sir Franklin looked at Julianne and spied a faint smile on the girl's face. Either that smile meant that her own devious plans were falling into place, or that she agreed with Turner, Sarah speculated. May God help us, Mr. Turner, if you're wrong. There was another knock at the door. The captain gestured a hush to Turner. Enter! The captain called in formal tone. Mr. Cuck entered, and at the sight of Julianne, he instantly shocked into a freeze. Julianne, who had stepped away from the tall man, almost hid herself behind Turner. Then Mr. Cuck saluted. With compliments for Mr. Novacek, ma'am. The captain returned the compliment and glanced at Turner. This better work, Mr. Turner. She then looked at Mr. Cuck. Port Watch reported contact, ma'am, Mr. Cuck said. It's flying Earth colors. The Clarkson, it would seem.
The Clarkson, sir? Turner asked with great delight.
Your previous commission, if I recall, Mr. Turner,
Cuck said. More of a statement than a question it was.
Aye, sir. I thought she was decommissioned.
Seems luck has turned in our favor, Mr. Turner, the captain said. Mr. Cuck, kindly call on Mr. Novacek to join us.
Aye, aye, ma'am.
Mr. Cuck left the room. Let's hope the Clarkson has comms, Sarah mused to herself. We need to speak to the Admiralty before the ringworm shows up again. Mr. Novacek shortly joined them in the quarters, accompanied by Mr. Cuck. Novacek shut the door and assumed his position next to Mr. Cuck.
Gentlemen, the captain commenced, what I'm about to share with you is highly classified.
They all stared at the captain with a mixture of concern and intrigue.
Mr. Turner deceived you, Mr. Cuck, when he told you that the passenger on board the Martian ship was deceased.
Mr. Cuck looked at Turner with scolding eyes, then at Julianne. How was it possible to have fleeced him in this manner? He had always kept Turner in high esteem. He felt burdened by disappointment. This did not escape the captain's vigilant scrutiny.
His intentions were noble, the captain reassured. Secrecy is of the utmost importance. He wanted to present the passenger to me with a report firsthand. Ordinarily, I would scold the skin off his bones, but I believe he was prudent in his intentions. This, gentlemen, she gestured to the deckhand in disguise, is the passenger. Her name is Julianne. She's a diplomat from Mars. Unfortunately, she is unable to speak, so we cannot reveal that she is a diplomat to anyone. She must be treated with care, and her identity is to be kept from the rest of the crew. According to everyone else, she's a deckhand. Is that understood?
Aye, madam.
They all acknowledged the captain's instructions in unison. Turner, however, wondered why she did not reveal to her lieutenants the rest of the story. Surely she could not suspect Mr. Novacek or Mr. Cuck to be the saboteur. Then the wisdom of his father came to him, and he realized that the captain was playing her hand close to the chest. She did not suspect them, but if the lieutenants believed the story, then the captain herself seemed ignorant. It would make the true saboteur that much more arrogant and bold. Turner felt a little pride in the fact that the captain trusted his plan. Julianne's identity would remain a secret between Turner and his captain.
Ma'am, Mr. Cuck started, since the Clarkson has arrived, would it not be an opportune moment to exchange crew, perhaps? That way we could sneak in a new face among the crew without raising much suspicion.
Very good, Mr. Cuck. Excellent thinking, the captain said. We'll have to hail the Clarkson somehow, but since our comms are down...
Ma'am, Mr. Novacek said, I have an idea. The captain looked at Mr. Novacek with great intrigue.